Let's read together Revelation chapter 22. In this last chapter of Revelation, we have the continuing description of the New Jerusalem and then some closing warnings and exhortations. Let's begin by reading the first five verses, Revelation chapter 22, beginning at verse 1. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the middle of its street, and on either side of the river, was the tree of life, which bore 12 fruits, each tree yielding its fruit every month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. They shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads. There shall be no night there. They need no lamp nor light of the sun, for the Lord God gives them light. And they shall reign forever and ever. Let's begin our study of this last chapter of the Bible with some background notes. As we come to this last chapter in the last book of the Bible, let's give a brief outline of Revelation by way of review. In chapters 1 through 3, we had the Apostle John's vision of the Lord standing in the midst of the seven churches of Asia, and the Lord's message to each of the seven churches. All of these letters to the churches have applications for churches and individuals today. In chapters 4 through 19, we saw the judgments that will take place on this earth during the seven-year tribulation period of the future. There will be seven seal judgments, seven trumpet judgments, and seven bowl or vial judgments. At the end of Revelation chapter 19, we had the return of the Lord to this earth in judgment, at the end of the tribulation period. In chapter 20, we read of the millennium, that wonderful 1,000-year kingdom of Christ on this earth, when Satan will be bound and believers will reign with Christ for 1,000 years. At the end of Revelation chapter 20, we saw the final rebellion of unbelievers at the end of the millennium when Satan will be released. But the rebellion will be short-lived, and Satan will be cast into hell, and all unbelievers will be judged at the great white throne judgment. Revelation chapter 20. Thus, in chapter 21 of Revelation, we move on to the new heavens and the new earth of the eternal state. In chapter 21, we also had the descent and description of the New Jerusalem. That is the home of believers in the eternal state, and maybe during the millennium as well. Now here in the first five verses of chapter 22, we have more of the description of the New Jerusalem. The river of verse 1, coming from the throne of God and the Lamb, is part of the New Jerusalem of the eternal state, where there is no more curse, verse 3, and no more night, verse 5. The tree of life is associated with this river. Remember, the tree of life was off limits to mankind after Adam and Eve sinned. Now we have paradise regained, and the tree of life is available at all times in the eternal state. Verse 2. The word healing here in verse 2 would be better translated health-giving. Healing will not be necessary in the eternal state. Again, the mention of nations in verse 2 implies that in the eternal state, the saved out of all the different nations will be remembered, bringing further glory to God. In the eternal state, we will not be bored. We will have the privilege of serving the Lord and being in His presence forever. Verses 3 and 4. Now let's take two doctrinal points from the rest of the chapter where we have closing exhortations and warnings. So doctrinal point number 1. Decisions now determine your eternal destiny. Decisions now determine your eternal destiny. Verses 6 through 11. Then he said to me, "These words are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show his servants the things which must shortly take place. Behold, I am coming quickly. Blessed is he who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book. Now I, John, saw and heard these things. And when I heard and saw, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel who showed me these things. Then he said to me, 'See that you do not do that, For I am your fellow servant, and of your brethren, the prophets, and of those who keep the words of this book, worship God. And he said to me, do not seal the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He who is unjust, let him be unjust still. He who is filthy, let him be filthy still. He who is righteous, let him be righteous still. He who is holy, let him be holy still. Question. Why was the prophet Daniel told to seal up his prophecy until the end times in Daniel chapter 12, whereas John here in verse 10 is told not to seal up the prophecy of Revelation? Answer. Because more prophecy was to come in Daniel's day. But now, biblical prophecy has been completed with the book of Revelation. Illustration. I read a great illustration of this in one of the commentaries on Revelation. An artist covers his work when it is under construction, but reveals the painting when it is complete. In the same way, God covered his prophetic painting of the future until completed. Revelation completes God's prophetic word. There is nothing to be added. And there is a blessing pronounced upon those who read and hear the words of Revelation. Verse 7. What is the meaning of verse 11? He who is unjust, let him be unjust still. He who is filthy, let him be filthy still. He who is righteous, let him be righteous still. He who is holy, let him be holy still. Does this verse mean that you can't change your ways? No. Such an interpretation would contradict many scriptures that say you can repent and you can change your ways and you can be converted. However, there is coming a time when it will be too late to change. Hell is eternal, and those in hell will not and cannot change. There is no second chance. The good news here is that in the eternal state, believers cannot sin. They remain righteous and holy forever. Praise the Lord. Decisions now determine your eternal destiny. Doctrinal point number 2. Service now determines your eternal reward. Service now determines your eternal reward. Verses 12 through 17. And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to everyone according to his work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city. But outside are dogs and sorcerers and sexually immoral and murderers and idolaters and whoever loves and practices a lie. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him who hears say, come. And let him who thirsts come. Whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely. We saw in Revelation chapter 20 that the judgment of unbelievers will be based on their works of unrighteousness. Here we see that rewards for believers will be based on works as well. Verse 12, behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to give to everyone according to his work. These works are the good works of Christian service, of believers. Salvation is a gift, but reward is earned. The Lord backs up his promise of reward with his all-powerful names in verse 13. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. We see in verse 14 that all believers receive the reward of the right to the tree of life and entrance into the New Jerusalem. But all unbelievers whose lifestyles reveal their unsaved condition will be outside the blessings of the eternal state. They will be lost forever. No one has to go to hell. It's a matter of choice. And the door of salvation is still open. The end of verse 17. Whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely. Not only is the door of salvation still open for the unbeliever, but the opportunity of earning rewards is still open for the believer. Don't wait, because the Lord is coming soon as the bright morning star, which will signal the arrival of the new day of the Lord's kingdom on this earth, when the Son, S-O-N, will reign as the root and offspring of David. Rewards for the believer in the kingdom and in the eternal state are determined in this life. Service now determines eternal reward. Now, what about practical application from this chapter? Practical application number one, don't determine your own doctrines. Don't determine your own doctrines. Verses 18 and 19. For I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book, if anyone adds to these things, God will add to him the plagues that are written in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the book of life, from the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. The book referred to here in these verses is specifically the book of Revelation, but it can be extended in application to the whole Bible. To add to or take away from God's word does not only refer to trying to write new scripture on the one hand or tearing pages out of the Bible on the other hand. Determining your own doctrines would also be adding to or taking away from scripture. For example, if you begin to teach some false doctrine that included the worship of angels, you would be adding to the Word of God, because verse 9 of this last chapter in the Bible says, do not worship angels, only worship God. If you began to water down the doctrine of hell and say that it did not exist or was not eternal punishment, you would be taking away from the Word of God. Because as we've seen, the Bible clearly says and clearly teaches that there is a hell and it is a place of eternal punishment. Don't determine your own doctrines. Practical application number two. Do desire the Lord's return. Do desire the Lord's return. Verses 20 and 21. He who testifies to these things says, surely I am coming quickly. Amen. Even so, come Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. In these closing words of the Bible, we have what every believer's response should be to our Lord's promise that he is coming quickly. Amen. Even so, come Lord Jesus. You know, just a few days ago, a Christian jokingly said to me that he hoped the Lord would hold off the rapture for another week and a half. Why? I asked. Well, it was because he was going on vacation for a week. Now, we would never think like that, would we? Well, we've all probably had these thoughts at one time or another. Listen, when the Lord comes, if you're a believer, you will never wish that he had delayed his coming. Do desire the Lord's return.